Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Donette Palmore, my beautiful co-host to The Cornelia Stephanie Show. How are you today?
I am doing very good. How about you? It's a beautiful day here in Southern California.
It's a beautiful day, and I'm so excited that we're here because you're talking to us today about changing our mindset, and we're talking about money, all things money related, and how we can have a better relationship with money. As a matter of fact, the notes that you prepared for the show today, you said that part of our financial journey is our money mindset. The way that we think and feel about money will impact our success or lack thereof. We have to learn to consciously change our old thoughts and beliefs about money. This doesn't mean that we only have money on our minds, that it's all that we think about and try to get. It's more of a shift of abundance. Instead of saying, I can never afford to, you can change that thought to, how can I afford to? When we make money work for us, which is, I really love that, making money work for us, instead of being a slave to it, that's when the magic happens. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, and that is really exciting, that a shift in the way that we think can change our financial life. I mean, that's exciting, right?
That's what happened to you, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I loved in your intro, it says, we're here to change our relationship with money because it's possible. It is possible to have the things that we dream of. It's possible to live the life, living our best life, right? That's what the little slogan is for right now. And that's possible. And how is it possible? It starts in our mind. It starts with us believing that it's possible. And so I will tell you a little story about me and how my mindset had changed. And when that change happened, everything had shifted for me. So as you guys know, I grew up pretty much poor. We weren't dirt poor, but we were poor. We had what we needed. Sometimes we got a little bit of what we wanted. My parents were always struggling. We said absolutely nothing about money. It was, can I have this? And the answer was either we can't afford it or no. I didn't know or really understand that my parents were pretty much slaves to a paycheck. It was, how can we get by till the next check comes? What needs to be covered? This was embedded in my mind, and our childhood gets embedded in our mind, right? We bring those things forward with us until we change those thoughts. This was just the way life was, I thought. I won't be able to have nice things. I will only have enough to get what I needed. Only super rich people can get the things that I dream about. That was what was going through my mind. That's what was embedded in my mind. So, well, that carried on with me to adulthood, right? And I think it's really important to make sure that we're talking to our kids about their money mindset, right? We've talked about this before in podcasts, their thoughts about money, the way that they look at money, the way that they feel about money. And to make sure that we give them that healthy, healthy mindset. So what happens when we don't do that? Well, what did this do to me trying to figure it out as an adult? I basically had zero guidance, you guys. My parents weren't talking about it. Our schools don't talk about it. It's a taboo just like sex. We just don't talk about it. And I've said that before, right? I knew I didn't want to be broke. I just didn't know how not to be. I just spent my money as it came in. no plan, no purpose. So after I got married, I went into this paycheck to paycheck mode because that was what I was taught. How can we get by until the next check comes in? And as we started to make more money, the pattern never changed. We had worked our way up to six figures and we were living paycheck to paycheck. In fact, the reality is that one in four six-figure earners are living paycheck to paycheck. And that's just crazy, right? That is a lot of money to have and still be living paycheck to paycheck. So I never wanted my kids to hear we couldn't afford something. I hated saying that, and I didn't want to say that to them. I wanted them to have everything that I didn't. Now, we didn't, we had things, and we did a lot of things with them. I loved going, taking them places and creating experiences and memories with them. But we were not doing the right things with our money, like saving for an emergency or even retirement. And I'm not saying that it's either or. I don't do that. You know, it's like either we spend all our money or we save all our money. No, that's not what I'm saying. We have to find that balance, right? Because we work hard for our money. We need to be able to enjoy it and enjoy life because that's what we're here to do as well. So 10 years ago, something started to change. I looked at the amount of money we were making and the amount that we were saving, which was zero. And I was absolutely disgusted, discouraged, and I was embarrassed. It was kind of embarrassing. Yeah.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
I tried a couple of things, but I fell off until about 2013. This is where the shift in my mind happened. I began to change the way that I looked and felt about money. I started to believe that it was possible for me to have the things I had only dreamt of. I knew that if I didn't want to stay in the rut that I was in, but the budget thing, it's like, sometimes it doesn't work for us, right? We have to get what works for us. We have to, you know, like I said earlier, it's not all save everything or spend everything, but where is that balance? And that was the struggle I was going through, finding the balance of saving, living, enjoying life, and doing all these things.
Did something happen? I'm curious. Did something happen? You know, like sometimes something has to happen in order for the change, for us to make the change. Like there has to be like some kind of something to get the wake up call. Or was it a gradual thing for you that all of a sudden, you know, you were looking at the same thing over and over again, and then finally just decided that, okay, I have to sit down and look at this big, huge elephant of, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right?
Right, exactly. Insanity. I think it was a gradual thing. I had gotten into a lot of personal development, which is the way that we look at things. It changes us from the inside. Our mindset starts changing. And then that helped me to believe things were possible, really focusing in on my mindset and realizing these things are possible, but I have to start from within myself. And one of those things was knowing why I was doing what I was doing. We've talked about that before, right? Knowing our why. And once you know that, a lot of stuff just starts moving. And I think that was the biggest thing for me.
I mean, and really, you've laid it all out for us before on many of the other shows, which, you know, people can go back to the YouTube channel and listen to the past podcasts. Pretty much, Donette always brings on some of her students or some of her clients or some of the kids that she's helped, including her own three children have been here on this podcast, and all the questions that we've asked them over the years on, you know, how did they feel, you know, because they were teenagers at the time, how did they feel all of a sudden where before, you know, the money was coming in and they spent the money, and, you know, they were trained and raised in a certain way. And then all of a sudden mama changed the game. And, you know, how did they feel about when mama changed the plan? And now all of a sudden they had to learn this whole money thing with mom making the changes. And of course, dad too. But, you know, they had to learn how to do all of that. And you taught them some serious lessons by, you know, they had to save and they had to, you know, buy their own school clothes. And they had to, when you went out to restaurants, they had to buy their own drinks or whatever. These were just wonderful stories on how you helped them. But one of the things that they all said in the end, every single one of them shared how they feel different than their friends because they have money in the bank. They're debt free. You know, I can't remember which one of them was buying a car or, you know, traveling around the world.
But
those are the children that you raised from teenage on, right? Because they were already teenagers during that time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be done. So even if you're thinking right now and you're looking in your family life and you're thinking, oh, my God, it's too late or whatever, contact Donette.
Yes, it is. I've said it before. It's never too late. And I'm sure you guys have heard that. A lot of people say that it's never too late to start to change your life, to make things better. Life can only get better. That's what I say. Life can only get better, right? Even if we're living a good life, we can make it better. And passing that on to the next generation is our responsibility, really. We should be passing that on to the next generation and helping them to make their life better and to make that generation after that better. Because what our decisions today, those things I taught my kids, they're going to teach their kids, which are going to teach their kids, and it's going to keep going on. That's leaving a legacy.
Yeah. And really, it's not in our integrity anymore to live in poverty. It just is not. We've learned how to, you know, that personal development, that self-development that you talked about. We have the tools, and now we just need to, you know, take the action and do what's right to do. And when we're financially empowered, we can help others. That we can, you know, like you said, leave a legacy that we can be proud of. You brought guests with you today. Let's take a break. And when we come back, you'll introduce us to your guests.
Awesome.
Okay. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back, everyone. Donette, I'm so excited to meet the guests. We were talking in the back, in the background, in the green room a little bit about who they are and what they do. I'm excited that you brought them. Why don't you share them with the audience today?
Absolutely. So it is my pleasure to introduce these two people. They are both good friends of mine. So Burkay Brown is a leader in organizational and personal behavior change, pulling from his awarded UC Berkeley research on internal motivation and behavior modification and his years of experience as an organizational change consultant, executive coach, and lifestyle designer. He continues to create compelling programs and workshops that empower businesses and individuals to live from the inside out. He works with organizations, executive teams, and individuals, helping them to cultivate value-based visions and realistic and effective strategic plans to achieve them. His research-based behavior and culture change techniques build stronger bonds with individual organizations, clarify purpose, intensify motivation, and guarantee sustainable results. So Burkay Brown is my mentor, friend, and he is also my life coach. So welcome to the show, Burkay. And I'm also going to introduce Tina. So one second. Tina Murphy, she is owner of Widow's Wallet. She was a high school business and personal finance teacher when she lost her husband, Jamie. Over the next few years, she learned how to balance being a solo mom, work two part-time jobs, and deal with her grief. In 2018, she became a life coach for widows, which turned her life around. She learned how to love her new life by processing her emotions instead of avoiding them while online shopping. In 2019, she decided to take her new knowledge and her former passion, teaching personal finance, to create a business empowering widows to be more confident and mindful of their spending while learning to love their new lives. And welcome to Tina, who is also my friend, fellow coach, and former client. So welcome, and thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. Guys.
So glad to be here.
Yes.
And if you guys want to each tell us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve, Tina, you can start.
So my name is Tina, and I empower widows to learn how to love their new lives, and so that they can avoid their pain by online shopping, and to just start enjoying their lives and rediscovering who they are in this new life. So.
Love it. So great. My name is Burkay. And so my work is, like I said, behavior change is an amazing quote that I love that says, for every 1,000 hackings at the leaves of evil, there's one chop at the root. And a lot of people are trying to change very specific areas in their lives. But if you change the way that you think, if you change the way that you perceive yourself, if you can break down those barriers of thought, then all of a sudden, all the issues disappear. And so my work is, how do we get you to make behavior changes on the internal so that the external kind of starts to align with who you are as a person?
Good. This is so great. We're gonna give the audience all kinds of tools today, what they can use. We're gonna even skip the 30-minute break, the break that we're gonna take at 1:30. We're gonna skip the break. So go for it, Donette.
All right. Well, I know, like I said in the intro, sometimes when people think money mindset, it's like, okay, it's just gonna be all about money. Everything's about money, 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 money. And that's not really what it's about. It's really about, yes, we're thinking about money, but we're changing the way that we think about money. Because as we said before, people think they have these bad feelings about money, that it's bad, it's evil, it's, they don't want nothing to do with it. But really, in reality, we do need money to live. and the way that we want to live is important as well. But we need to change, like Burkay said, the internal, our thinking. So what do you guys, in your expert opinions, is the concept of mindset and then money mindset?
Well, for me, I think money First of all, your mindset is the way that you look at yourself and the way that you perceive different things. And it's all about your thoughts. So, and money mindset is just a piece of that. It is the way that you view not only yourself, but it is money. But some of our money mindset is the way that we look at ourselves. So if you don't think that you're enough, then it is going to affect your money mindset. Like if you don't think that you're good enough, you may not ask for that raise. If you don't think that you're smart enough, you may not start a business. So there are a lot of our own personal beliefs about ourselves that are affecting our money. And we don't even realize that it's happening. So sometimes we're self-sabotaging ourselves without even realizing that we're doing it. And I mean, I'll be very honest right now. I've been going through a really rough time and I am doing some sabotaging and I'm like, what is going on? And it has to do with the beliefs that I have about myself and whether or not I can do what I set my mind and goals are.
That's great. I'll piggyback off that, Atina. I think that's amazing. It's so true that our minds, the way we see ourselves, determine what we're able to create. It's just, I mean, it's that way. Back in the day, I was actually a personal trainer. And I remember the first breakthrough, I had a client who lost 100 pounds. And I'm like, where did it switch? She said, I stopped walking by the malls and window shopping saying that this is not meant for me. This place is not meant for me. When she said, this place is meant for me, then she would, her body would almost just as a mechanism go into a space to where she was able to lose that weight and get to the goal that she wanted. So it's when we finally believe that we're capable. The tough thing is we're raised in a sabotaging mindset, right? You have all these stories about money being bad, that it's not good for you, that if you do, you'll become greedy, and so many things that are attached to that. It's very hard to break free of that narrative. So kind of what I would do is I'd almost kind of cart before the horse to say, okay, well, the goal is to break this sabotaging belief, but this, my program is a 6-month program to where you completely deconstruct it. You reconstruct who you are and then you set a vision, but that's a lot of work. So if somebody's like saying, hey, how do I get that new job? Change the story of money, right? And I think that that's one of the biggest things. I see money as a resource to make more impact in the world. So since I have clarity on what my vision is, I want to make an impact. So all of a sudden, money no longer becomes this big, you know, Goliath that I can't slay. It becomes the thing that'll get me to the thing that I actually really want. Kind of Donette, what you said about the why. So in a big way, if you can change the narrative from money being money to resources. This microphone was made of money. All of this, and this has an aesthetic look that makes me look more professional, which allows me to get my message across better. So it's that understanding that it's the resource to have the dreams that you want. And that's extremely powerful in changing the way that you perceive it so you can make the leap, do what you need to do to be able to create that vision.
Well, I always think it's funny how people say like money is evil, mm-hmm. but every time you get a paycheck, you're not becoming more evil. But they say like, oh, if I have too much money, I'm going to become evil. But it's like, well, every week you get a paycheck and you're not changing. So I think it's interesting how people right. always say that, you know, that money is evil. But if that was the case, then we'd be getting meaner and meaner right. every time. And we'd be like, you know, the sweet little person when we were 10 and like the most evil people once we were our age,
right.
but we didn't become evil. And so I think it's separating ourselves that money isn't evil. It's our thoughts that we have about money. And we are raised with thoughts, and things that happen when we are younger have created us to have these particular thoughts that sometimes we don't even know that we have.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was cool to bring it out. Money is the root of all evil, I think, was a religious program that, you know, that we were all raised by our conditioning of, you know, that if we have money, if we have wealth, then we're not spiritual, or that we don't, you know, it's that relationship. But like you said, BB, can I call you BB? Do people
you can
call
go Burkay? Burkay, it's B-U-R-K-A-Y.
Burkay.
Yes, okay. Perfect. Yeah, you know how you phonetics
help,
on that.
You help people dissect, you know, in your program, 6-month program, to really go in
right.
and shift those limiting beliefs and shift those programs into something positive, because it does take a while to go look at what's all there, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that tie is, you know, there's money is the root of all evil, but we take away the part where it says the love of money, right? And that's the danger. It's the attachment that you have to that thing that is the root of evil. Pretty much what it is any type of like idolatry, right? Outside of who you are as a person, your inner self, your God, whatever, that's where it's supposed to be the most important. And so if you're out of integrity, that's how idolatry, that's how love of money become the most important thing. Because if I have money, then I'm looked at a certain way. So we have a society that tells you, you have to look rich, not be rich, look rich. Right. So then all of a sudden, those who are extra righteous will say that's evil. Right. And those who are kind of more void are like, I must chase that. And so we want to get to that center spot in alignment where I deserve to take up the space that my body physically can. And in the same way, I deserve to make the impact that I have the impetus or dream to create. And when we connect to that dream and say, my dream is worthy of existing, then you look in society and say, money makes dreams happen. Then you start to work for those resources to create that thing. So it's just the flip in the story, just like Tina was saying.
Yeah, exactly. So why do you think it's important to change our mindset?
Well, I think you have to change your mindset about the way you view yourself and money if you want to level up your life and move it to the next level, because if you don't, you're just going to stay there. And sometimes what we don't realize is that our brains are made, we have that primitive brain that wants to keep us safe.
Right.
And so, you know, it feels safe to continue to think these thoughts that are holding us back. And what we don't realize is that safety is also hurtful, because when we stay safe and we're like, oh, this is safe, but we're not happy with where we are, then we're creating like misery for ourselves instead of actually living the life that we're supposed to be dreaming and wanting to do. So sometimes safety just holds us back. And right. So it's just understanding what you're doing and, you know, trying to break free a little bit.
Right. It's the necessary growth mindset. And I love what you said, Tina, about safety. You know, they say a ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what it's built for. You look at a car, if it just sits, it's safe, but the engine's going to rot. And so you look at nature, you know, when a wind storm comes and pushes the tree, the roots become stronger, coal turns to diamonds, fire makes gold pure. You look at it, it's just natural to the world. I resistance train and I grow. And so in order to exist in this world, there's a trend, at least in nature, towards evolution, towards growing. So I should probably do that with my mindset as well. And the funny thing is, we call it money mindset because we're talking specifically of this. But if I grow my money mindset, my mindset grows, right? If I believe I'm capable of doing the thing I can't do, I can pick up that little mechanism and then place it into my health, right? And so it's really understanding that it's just the natural process of growth, but our society makes it very easy for us to be safe, right? And stop us from doing that growth. And so it's imperative to evolve naturally to change your mindset in some way, shape, or form continually. But it's so easy to be lulled back into sleep. And it's so easy to say, you know, money is evil, that's why I don't have it, when it's just an excuse to not act. You know what I mean? So there's different stories that we use, but mindset shifting is a requirement for just existing as a human being.
How about this as a belief? I like everything you just said, but how about this as a belief? I'm safe with my thoughts.
Yeah,
we're talking about safety. Both of you were talking about safety and feeling safe with your thoughts, because you're the commander of the ship thinking the thoughts. So if you feel safe with your thoughts, that even if you thinking a thought that isn't supporting your vision or where you're going, then you can course correct and think a different thought and choose a different one, just like the clothing that you put on. Right. So I feel safe with my, because if it's about safety, if we want to be safe, if we really want to be safe, like that car that's parked or the ship that's in the dock, if it's really about safety, then it begins with the thought. And that's what Donette was talking about, you know, shifting our mindset and shifting our mindset to feel safe.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that was a really good point, because it's not something that just happens overnight, right? It's that we get this thought, it doesn't really reflect what we want. We can sit with it for a second and then say, this is what I want it to be. And it's it's an evolution, as Burke was saying, right? It's something that has to be done every time that thought comes back up, because right. It doesn't go away the first, you know, few times. It takes a while for that to happen because that had been implanted in us for so very long. And we keep repeating these lies right. to ourselves. We have to start talking truth to ourselves and get rid of those lies. And it's a process, not an event.
Yeah. You know what? It's real quick. I'll just share real fast. I'm about to go like in a mode, but you know, kinda, you know, this one right here where like there's kind of these processes that happens. So let's say that, you know, I have to work with my money, right? And this is just a circle. So if you can't see it, you're not missing too much. And I'm not an artist by any stretch of imagination. But I have an issue with money, or I don't get the raise that I want, or something like that, or I'm afraid of asking for that raise. And it puts you this, you go from this event of not getting what you want, and then you feel this sense of powerlessness. And what happens for most people is they think that what is happening is a thing happens, which makes them feel powerless. But just as we're all saying, there's a belief that's happening up here. So you have the event and the belief says something about what you are or are not, which gives you the feeling of powerlessness. So what we want to do, just as you said, was it, let me make sure, Cornelia, right? Yes. Uh-huh. So it's putting on that different shirt. It's saying, okay, this is a different thought that I want to put on so that this event can be changed into something that makes me feel empowered. So instead of me fearing making the wrong choice or not being with my money or this, it's saying no matter what choice I make, I'll make the most out of it. That's the safe thought, right? No matter what happens, I'll find a way to make the most out of it. And that's what gives you that sense of powerlessness by changing that shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I like that. Yeah, I thought that was a window behind you, but it's not.
Yeah. I thought it was a very window. Foggy.
The window into Burke's mind.
Right, exactly.
I thought that was a window, but I wanted to bring something up that Tina said that I find also very authentic and humbling. And that is, it could actually make me cry because when somebody, you know, talks about it in this way, the way she said, she goes, I found myself in a sabotage. Mm. I found myself in a sabotage, or I was having a hard time these last couple of weeks, or can't really remember exactly what you said, but you used the word sabotage. And so would you say that you were sabotaging your thoughts? Is that what you were doing?
So what I have is I have certain thoughts that I am allowing myself to constantly believe. And so there's that inner voice that's just like chatting. I mean, so I think Brene Brown called it like a gremlin, you know, that gremlin that's just like talking bad. And it's right. like, oh yeah, you can't do that. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough or whatever. And so I think that that's one of the things that I'm doing is I'm believing it. And so what I have to do is I have to acknowledge that those thoughts are there and that I'm having them, because it's kind of like that muscle memory of when you're driving a car, you know, like you're there and you're like, how did I even get here?
Right.
And you're like, and that's sometimes what these deep rooted thoughts that we have sometimes are in there, and they've like driven us away. And we're like, how did I even get here? And so to me, that's what's happening, is like, there's something underneath there. And what I have to do is when those thoughts start happening, I have to be like, okay, I hear you, but I'm choosing this particular belief now, as, Burke said, that it's like, I get to choose the belief that I want. And instead of it being like, this happened to me, I have to say, I'm going to choose this thought instead. And right. so I think that that's a lot of what is happening. And we don't even know it's happening to us until we become aware that we're doing it.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so why do you think people are struggling so much with this? I mean, we look around and everybody's down right now, we know that. But why are people struggling with mindset? Why? Burke, I'm sure you've had probably tons of experience with your clients, and Tina as well, and so have I, but why do we struggle with this so much as humans? Because we still even do it as coaches ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. We struggle with these sabotaging thoughts.
Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard. You know what I mean? It's just very, very hard. You know, we have a predisposition. I mean, if you think about it, if we look at millennia before us now in like my well-lit room with temperature, thermostat, electricity, and internet, there's not too much to worry about. But over the development of our hindbrain, it's fight or flight. Like, that's all that matters. Survival is only if a negative thing happens. Like, something good is irrelevant to me because I want to make sure I don't die. So, you know, I use this example with ice cream. I can give you the most beautiful, like, just banana split with everything on it, and then just place just two small bugs on it. All of a sudden, the thing loses all of the magic because we know that that's danger. So our minds naturally gravitate towards what is not good, what we're afraid of. We look for stress, right? There's so many things that we are creating stress out of. I mean, I can just look on my phone and create stress over something that is not affecting me in my house at all. Yeah. I just open up and then boom, all of a sudden I'm transported to somewhere to stress, right? And so it's a natural tendency for us to do that. And so to change your mindset, you're going against your biological energy, right? You're going against how you were raised. And so it's this uphill battle, which is difficult. And that's why I believe in coaches. I believe in, like, this show. I believe in this type of work because you have to barrage yourself. I mean, you have to drink from the fire hose with this type of information from other people. Because just like Tina, what you're saying, I have it. We all have these spaces where, like, I'm not going to coach myself out of this. This book, I don't want to pick up. I'm just going to look up this video on these beautiful sceneries in Morocco and feel a little bit more peaceful. I'm going to call my friend and I'm going to ask for it. You know what I mean? Like, these are the things that we do to change our mindset. And it's about changing our environment as opposed to thinking that I can just willpower my way through it.
I also think that a lot of us don't even understand what thoughts we're having.
Right.
So I don't even think that many people understand that they're doing it to themselves. They just think life is happening to them and that they are powerless. Just like Burkay had that, you know, that diagram in the back where it was like, this event happened to me. And, you know, some events do happen. Like with my husband, when he passed away, that did happen to me. But now I get to choose how I handle it, how I look at it. And so I think it is taking back our own power that we have in a situation. So, but a lot of people don't even realize that. And I mean, when I went through my life coaching training, there were some issues in my life that I was like, nope, it's that, you know, it was like, it was this person is doing this to me. And I was fighting it like tooth and nail. And my coach was like, nope, it's your mindset about it. And I was like, no. And still, like, it was just this thing that is like, you know, we get to pick how we look at things. We get to choose our thoughts. It's not happening to us, because if that's the case, then everyone in the country, in the world, would be affected by it. But we're not. We get to choose it. And so I think that that's the biggest key, is like becoming aware. Start looking at what thoughts you have about money, and really start becoming aware of it all.
And what the conversation, I think, is a big piece to it too. The conversation that you have, you know, like, I'm tired of this, and, you know, the continuous thought process that's there. What conversation are you having when you go to the bank? What conversation are you having when you're paying the bills? What conversation are you, you know, having on a continuous basis in relationship to money? And if you're always bullying the energy, right? When it's bullied, it's like, you know, passive aggressive kind of energy, you're creating that reality. So,
well, I always think it's interesting how you talk about bills. Like, aren't you grateful that you have electricity? Yet we have people that, I mean, I saw a post of a former student that was like, all these things should be like free. And I'm like, and she's complaining about our bills. Like, she's complaining about electricity and paying for food and all this other stuff. I'm like, why not be grateful that I have electricity? Like, I have air conditioning in my house. I have a phone that I can call people, like, and be grateful that I actually have the money to pay it. So instead of looking at your bills as like a negative thing, like, look at it as like, thank you for being able to have this. Thank you that I got to have food tonight. Thank you that I have electricity. And just being grateful. And that's another switch in your mindset that you can have.
I think that that's a really good point, because we have this generation coming up thinking that everything is owed to them. And when we get into that mindset, we become ungrateful for the little things. And I think we stay in that mindset of, this is happening to me instead of what can be happening for me. And I that's really good to stay in a grateful mindset and to be super grateful for what we do have while we're working towards what we want to have. Okay, so what are some benefits of changing our mindset? How can we, Tina, you said earlier, I know we're going to hit a break in a minute, but you said it's a choice. And I think that's also a really good point. Our thoughts are our own choice. Yes, things creep in and they pop in, but we have that choice to, like Burkay was saying, combat it, combat our thoughts, right? And change it. Say, nope, that's not what I want to think. This is something else. This is what I believe. This is what is true. This is what is possible. How can we identify when something is happening? Because you said, you know, people don't realize it's happening. So what are some ways we can identify that when it is?
Well, I think one of the things I've done is I've been looking back at some of my own money stories, like what are some events that happened when I was younger and what did I make those particular events mean? And then you start to uncover, like, I mean, real quickly, like my mom one day didn't buy me some like stuff at the Buckle because she thought it was too expensive. And as a 10-year-old, I made it mean like, oh, I wasn't good enough to have expensive things. And so I've held on to that belief. And now I'm like, no, I can have expensive things. I am good enough to have it. And so even though my mom meant nothing negative about that, I made it mean something and I've held on to that belief. So I think it's like looking at it, what did you make it believe? And are you still holding on to that? And is that thought really still serving you today?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. And then how do I change it? Like maybe I can just say like, I can believe that I can have expensive things and like tweak it just a little bit. So it's a little more believable in ourselves.
Right. Yeah, that makes a massive difference. I think the awareness, Tina, like you were saying, is the base of all things. Not until you can pause can you learn. I feel like, you know, we're born into a society. I don't know if you guys ever been to the batting cages where they have the tires that shoot the ball at you. I feel like we were born and like a pebble dropped into those tires and then shot over a lake. And as soon as we're about to sink, there's another set that just kind of keeps us going. And really what I say, you know, the work that's important to me is I'm just here to do this. Boop, because you'll naturally sink into truth. You'll naturally sink into awareness. You'll naturally sink into whatever your higher connection is. It's what is bound to be with humanity. So the job is to stop. There's something called a Stroop effect that I always have my clients or whenever I'm doing speeches in organizations, even education. The Stroop effect is pretty much what it is there's a bunch of colors. And each one is like, it'll say red, green, blue, yellow, and it would be the color of the word. So if it says red, it would be red. If it says yellow, it would be yellow. And so people would read it really quickly, but then it would switch where it would be a color green, but it will say red. And I'll tell them to say the color and they can't do it at the same speed. They have to slow it down. And that's what happens for you to be aware. You're saying, I want to change my money mindset. I have to slow it down and I need to start paying attention to when I feel powerless. I have to notice that. And even in the work, Donna, you know, where we just like capture your thoughts. And I have this little document. It's an app. You pull it up, you capture your thought. And that's what I have my clients go through to understand, whoa, this is what I'm thinking. I didn't know this was what I was thinking. And so that process of awareness, of pausing, of creating a space between the event and the emotion, if you can just go, ugh, you know what I mean? Just push. It's almost like, I don't know if you guys watch Star Wars, where they're in the dumpster and they have to push against the side of the wall. You're just trying to create just a little bit of space to see what's happening because you think they're connected, but there's a string of thought. And when you can start to understand that string, when you can start to put it together and lay those on stack one another, then you realize there's a core story about who you are as a person. And then when you can push that away, you're absolutely a new person because the way you think, act, and move through the world shifts.
Wow. And how grateful are we, everyone, giving all of this amazing free advice, right? So, I mean, you've got already incredible tools that you can already start right now to start living a wealthy life and start wealth creation instead of living in poverty. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
That's great.
We'll be right back. Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you're enjoying this conversation as much as we are. Donette, it's fantastic. So yes. What do you want to wrap up with? We have about less than 10 minutes to go.
I'd love to wrap up with some tips on how we can begin to shift our mindset. And not just about money, but about anything in our lives. What are some tools that we can use to do that and move forward? Tina, you want to start?
Yeah, I think, as I said in the last segment, like, you know, looking at some events that are around your money story. So think about it and, you know, what kind of thoughts you've come out have affected that. But then I also think it is finding thoughts that are holding you back in your life and then adding the words like, I can believe this. Like, if you think like, I'm not enough or I'm not smart enough, be like, I can believe that I'm smart enough. Because saying like, going from I'm not smart enough to I am smart enough, your body could reject that. And it's like, yeah, I don't believe that at all. So adding the words like I can or I'm, you know, I can believe this will actually help your mind like see that it's a possibility. And then you just keep, you know, saying that to yourself and it'll help you go to that next level.
So great. Yeah, I think that's powerful. Just being able to, it's just imagine the spectrum. You're just moving the spectrum up and you're meeting yourself, just like you said, Tina, where you can feel it. If you don't feel it, if there's another mind, if the gremlin comes out and just with all power says you're not, then you're fighting an uphill battle. So it's just kind of, I can be at that place is great. And when the gremlin comes, it's small. Laugh at it. Joke at it. Imagine it. Imagine what it looks like. Make it rounder. Make it roll, make like shift the way that you see it. Cause these thoughts are just impulses. They're just electrical signals that are happening in your head. So diminishing the power of those voices and saying, you're just a voice. I made you and I can get rid of you. Thank you for sharing your opinion. Move on. That ability to just belittle it takes away its bullying power. As soon as it sees you react, it has more impetus to do it again. So just kind of understanding that is really important. And also, I think another one is just saying, I want to change. And when you say, I want, that kind of shifts the universe in a way. And let's say you don't want, then just say, I want to want. And I don't care how many wants you have to go back, you're going to meet yourself somewhere. And that want is the energy that'll get you to want to want to want. That'll get you to want to want. And then slowly you'll get to that wanting where you actually act. And the more that you say it to other people, the more that you talk, they're going to say, you know what? I know someone named Tina. Oh, I know Donette. You know, it's the, all of a sudden it'll start to open up to you. So verbally want it. Verbally expose yourself to that space and you'll start seeing the signs. It'll happen. It must happen. The only reason it's not happening is because you're allowing another voice to say that you can't.
Yep. Yeah, I want to add something because you guys, it's great. And so I want to piggy on Tina and Burek, is draw a boundary, like draw a boundary that you absolutely, like one of the things that I did for my own self-love, for my own self-care, is that I just refuse to judge myself. I just, my boundary is just, I just refuse. It's like, I just refuse. So whether I, you know, gain a few extra pounds or I'm not feeling particularly sexy or whatever, I just refuse to judge myself. That boundary is there. Mm. So if you have a boundary, a clear boundary, that I refuse to think the negative thoughts. And then when it does come back up again, but pull the boundary up,
right?
Play the boundary card. I think is also a wonderful tool to add into what you guys said.
That's really cool. And I wanted to pull from something Albert Kay said, which was talk about it. We live, again, in a society that belittles us for everything, and we're afraid to talk about what's happening inside or even get help for it. We're all coaches for different reasons so that we're able to help people. So if you need help, go get it. And really, we need to say, you know, when someone's sharing something with me, I need to stop and listen and not make them feel bad about it, but stop and listen to what they're saying. And you know, that's going to open the conversation and be like, okay, well, sometimes I feel that way too. Okay, that's okay. I'm not the only one. Let's open conversations and stop belittling each other for these thoughts that pop in our head. We can actually empower each other to change our mindset, right? You know, hey, I don't do this well. And somebody says, no, you actually do that really good.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow, can really change somebody's life.
Yeah, I want to get the social media handles for our guests today. Would you all share how people can get in contact with you?
Yeah, my Instagram handle is @widowswallet.
And say the name, full name.
Oh, it's Widow's Wallet.
Widow's Wallet. Okay, cool.
You can reach me and learn more about me at berkebrown.com. So berkebrown.com. And then you can also email me at berke@berkebrown.com. My handle for Instagram is @berke_brown. And that's pretty much the same. If you just type that for Facebook, if you type it for Snapchat or anything like that, the name will pop up, berke_brown. But yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of me.
Yeah. And what a great way for us to wrap up the show today. We just changed our mindset today. We changed the world by changing our mindset. We have incredible speakers, Tina and Berke and Donette, sharing wonderful tools on how you can do that. And there's no time like the present.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Really appreciate this.
See you next time. Take care.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.